Jim Smith is a reserve made up of three bands.
The First Nation has a present population of 3,400, with the on reserve population estimated to be at 1,819. Original language spoken is Cree. Not really, we lost the majority of it because everyone had adults. I don't understand it. I don't think French even comes along. Really speak it too. James Smith Cree Nation lands are situated on the south and north side of the Saskatchewan River. On the south side, there are fertile lands for farming, and the north side of the river, there are forestry lands for hunting, fishing, trapping, and gathering. I am Sky Blue Sanderson. I'm from James Smith Cree Nation. I'm 25 years old, married with three children. I became a mother at a very young age. I didn't have the best childhood growing up. I was constantly surrounded by alcohol in the home. I was a victim of sexual assault when I was 7 years old. And just recently when I was 22. At age 14, my mom made a decision to start her sobriety journey. She left a toxic marriage with my dad, who is serving a 3.5-year term in a penitentiary. Still trying to work at our relationship, but I don't see it going anywhere. So I'll just keep continuing to do what I do. My mom is now an addictions counselor out in Sandy Lake Treatment Center. My mother's sobriety has impacted my life in so many ways. I started getting involved with community wellness and volunteering my time doing youth activities, dances, and events. I graduated from Bernard Conson Community School in 2011. I wanted the youth to have what I didn't have growing up in reserve. So the last 2 years, I've been volunteering my time. I haven't received a paycheck, so I do this from the heart. We are the James Smith Youth Action Council, an Aboriginal group of youth leading youth and providing programs, events, and services for youth up to 30 years old. We are located in the community of James Smith Cree Nation in Saskatchewan, Canada. We are made up of a chief, vice chief, council members, secretary, treasurer, and community support. With the help from our community, we were able to host many successful events for the youth. Our main focus was suicide prevention in our community. Wahutuwin came to me and said I wanted to do a youth conference partying with the school. So they gave us money, we planned it. We had a hot breakfast, lunch, supper, and we had Tanya and Joe Hall come down. Yeah, we sat at Eastern Formal and had a speaker, Alan Keller. It was nice. And during the Easter break, we got funded from Wahutuwin to make sure the kids were fit throughout the Easter break. So we had different kind of games. We were able to purchase 4 projector screens. And 4 projectors and 4 PS4s and games and other controllers too. And so we did a game movie day. We had 4 games set out on the table and we'd always have like a hot lunch and just invite the kids and the youth to come and eat. And we had another prom dance. Dances are a big thing to the youth. They love to socialize with each other and just have fun. We hosted a pride dance, invited people far and wide. We had many visitors who wanted to acknowledge our 230 youth and community members who were scared to come home and be themselves. This past summer, the most money I've ever gotten, me and Steph got a check of $25,000 to put on this camp for the youth. We didn't want to call it a suicide prevention camp. We wanted to call it something else, so we come up with a Love Yourself Camp. We held a youth Love Yourself Camp in Canada and Sask. We had addictions, daughter of violence, loss of control, crystal meth, role of a female and role of a young man, programming and sharing circles. Fun, we took the girls ziplining and the boys paintballing. We also rented a pontoon boat and took the girls tubing. It was so fun. Anything you guys
want to add? We did an activity that showed what drugs and alcohol could take away from our lives. We had 4 different colored papers, and we wrote things that we value onto them. And then, like, we just pretend that we'd be doing drugs and alcohol, and we'd be having to toss away those things that we like just to give us a vision of what drugs and alcohol takes away from our life. To me, that was a good vision.
So, I don't really know of anybody that does sweats. We used to go to Wapaton. We used to take bangles to Wapaton to do sweats over there. Never had sun dances, but I've been to Beardy's. Round dances, I'm going to be starting that up again because it's winter time now. Powwows, I take kids to, well, youth to powwows, go to Saskatoon or go to Coast Reserves. The reason why I do it is because it gives healing, and the majority of our youth take pride in their singing. Many of our youth love to dance powwow. It makes them feel better about themselves, and at the same time, they're being around a positive lifestyle. To keep funds flowing, we would host fundraisers in our community. We bought our own DJ equipment to save on cost. We also got more money to purchase some lighting and laptops and stuff. Big thing is family photos. We do family photos to our reserve. So Christmas photos will be coming up. And the youth also use the equipment to practice and who wish to pursue their dreams in music and allow them to DJ at our prom dances. There's one youth who he started making his own music, just like off of our systems. Sounds pretty good, and I'm proud of him. Hope he keeps going. Our other focus is family. Doing things as a family helps the life of a child, and it boosts their mental health, encourages communication between children and parents, which can cause higher self-esteem and confidence in them. That was one thing that I was challenging was getting parents involved. Sometimes parents would just send their kids to us, like, here, look after them. Send them home when they're fed and everything. And I think the behavior of a child starts at home, too. So it's nice to have these parents come out. My goal is to strengthen youth action councils. I want to start youth action councils across Saskatchewan first and maybe Canada. to help and create youth action councils in other First Nation communities and get more youth involved with community wellness, stay focused, get more leadership support involved from different organizations and communities.